You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panama's and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries.
Good evening and welcome to episode 35 of
Good Evening.
I'm your host, Dylan Rausch.
Oh.
Along with our former host, Javier Rodriguez.
Hello.
And our go-to guy, Ryan De La Rosa.
Ryan, go-to De La Rosa. We will go to him now so he can say hi.
No, you were the go-to guy for hosting, but you didn't want to either.
I'm tired. It's been a long day.
So,
good evening.
You're the go-to guy that failed.
I was in a horrible anti-hosting accident, and I can't host.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not today.
So,
but Dylan's here, and you're bringing the thunder.
He's bringing the thunder and the fire.
The lightning bolt action.
Thunder?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Sean Lee and Scott.
That's what I was thinking.
How about that? How about impressive. That for you?
And I'm totally going to get that on my mic.
It's gonna just be
so
double.
It's the Christmas episode.
Is it? Yep. Won't next week be the Christmas episode? Or no?
Are we gonna?
No.
Do it? No, Christmas is on Sunday.
It has to. Yeah, it'll be over next week. Christmas will already be over.
That's true.
The episode's gonna be going up after Christmas.
This one will go up today. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. This is the Christmas episode then.
We've just made it the Christmas episode after lots of thinking it out.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm going to fill this episode with, like, all the transition music's going to be, like, this horrible Bass Hunter version of Jingle Bells.
I mean, no, what you need that. To do is you
Fuck
need
you
to get that
don't
ICP
like
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah,
Fuck
that needs to be.
You, don't like.
You also need to find some of that ICP Christmas album and get that up in the mix.
Oh, Lord.
It's so bad.
I was playing the Weezer Christmas album all week at work. My coworkers hate it.
The possibilities for transition music are endless.
It's true.
The Weezer Christmas album?
Yeah.
If you want to destroy my stockings.
It's similar to that. So, tell me guys.
It's terrible.
What have you guys asked for Christmas?
Oh, all I ask for is that all our listeners, our hundreds of listeners, go check out the new Metal Gear Rising trailer that I just put up, like, yesterday. Because not 100 of you have watched it, so come on now, come to the site.
And we have, what, 900 followers?
Followers? Yeah.
On Twitter?
On the Twitters?
Yeah. Over.
All
yeah,
I ask
90.
For is someone write in.
Yeah, we haven't gotten listener mail. What's going on here? It's
yeah,
always
where
good.
Where have you guys been? Like,
always,
we take... We take a week
before.
Off. It doesn't give you. We take a week off. Doesn't give you permission to just disappear.
I always like starting our podcast off with begging,
just hostility
and
I
complaining.
Like starting it off with insulting people.
Yeah.
That's right. Slacker.
Well, didn't this happen last year?
We just need you to tell.
We slacked off. People stopped writing in. And then we got a message saying, you guys need to make the podcast longer.
Probably.
Did that happen? I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, I guess.
That might have been before.
Well,
in the days
just tell your friends, if you're enjoying us making fun of all of you, tell your friends to come and listen. We'll make fun of them too.
It's Laughing the Podcast. Hosted by Dylan.
We're not making fun of, I guess we're not really making fun of them. We're so more...
You kind of got to expect that, though, with me hosting. Yeah. It's true. So let's look at new releases.
hold on.
News?
I got some new releases here. Mega Man Universe was canceled. Mega Man Legends 3 was canceled. The Agency on PS3, canceled.
I didn't even
This
remember.
Is all on GameSpot's new releases for next week. All these games.
That have all been canceled.
Yeah.
This is the canceled week.
One thing
like
I don't get, it has Super Meat Boy canceled. What? Maybe that was the PS3 version? I don't know.
Which version? Yeah, I don't know.
Because that never came out. But Oddworld Stranger's Wrath comes out the 27th. So that's kind
of people.
Cool.
People like Oddworld, right?
That's next week's episode. You leave that out of it.
Well, no, that's next week's releases. So that's what we usually do. Talk about next week.
I won't host a show.
If we want to talk about this week's releases, we've got Postal 3 and Star Wars: The Old Republic, and Trine 2.
We talked about last week, didn't we? Talk about what?
Ew, Sonic CD. No, thank you. Funny story about that. Everyone with the $15 a month thing, people are always saying it's for server maintenance. I believe I don't remember which MMO it was, but they released their spendings. Server fees were just like a footnote. So your money is not going towards server.
I don't. Who has ever made that claim? I think what constitutes that is a lot of these, like, especially
it's kind of been the general. What are we paying for? Server maintenance, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of eating it up when it's not even true.
But, well, it's development. They keep developing these games, like World of Warcraft. They have entire teams constantly developing stuff. Like, I don't.
And they constantly charge for that new content and expansions.
They don't always charge for. No, they charge for. They have a lot of patches they don't charge for. They add stuff. They add a lot of content that they don't charge for. Now they do release expansions and they charge for that, but they don't charge for a lot of stuff that they add.
They only charge for the expansions.
Right.
They don't charge for the individual patches.
Right, because a lot of the times the patches add whole areas,
mounts and stuff. I believe.
I've seen free.
I believe I was telling Javi about this, that most of their profit this year was from cosmetic items.
Jeez, I can believe that.
Like
lipstick.
Mounts and shit.
Like lipstick. Yeah, and eyeshadow.
Shampoo.
Blizzard brand lipstick. That'd be pretty cool.
Blizzard's killing the whales.
And those overpriced mice. $90 computer mice.
Well, who doesn't need one of those?
They're not even that good.
Dude.
Who doesn't need one of those?
Tomb Raider Underworld is free for PlayStation Plus users.
I bought it for $2 on last year's.
Yeah, and I have it already, so it's kind of lost cause. But that's kind of neat. It's a full game.
By the way, how about those Steam sales?
How about them? I don't know. The Humby Indie Bumby. The Humble Indie Bundle is kind of blown out of the water. I spent $1 and got all these games that are not.
You just bought Psychonauts for
$2.50. That's right. So yeah, I got one game for the price of 2.5 Humble Indie Bundles. What's up with that?
What's up with it?
I paid $6 for the Humble Indie Bundle.
Oh.
I paid more than the average.
Ooh.
I'm better than you by default.
You heard it here first. He's better than me.
But, yeah, it's as crazy it is every year. I'm always terrified of this because I spend too much money.
Yeah, I spent $250.
Damn you, Gabe.
Gabe Philbin, our totally unpaid intern. Damn you.
I don't pay enough attention to the PC sales, so I don't ever get sucked in.
You should take a look, no. Ryan. Go over there, take a look. We are in a Team Fortress 2 bonanza right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyways, let's check out that news.
Ugh, is it news time? There is no news.
That was good.
Yeah, it's been pretty slow. I don't get it.
So,
well, other than what I was saying before about, we kind of talked about Miyamoto saying he kind of wants to give Zelda to Rare, or to Retro.
Oh.
Which would be tight.
Yeah.
He should make that fucking happen.
Yeah. Word.
In other news, we've got a trailer for Metal Gear Rising on our site.
That's not news.
Ain't it?
No, it was there up
it's
yesterday.
Still news to me.
Okay, anyways. It's Christmas time.
It's business
and
time.
It's Wednesday night.
Why not? It's Christmas time.
I got my.
So you keep on
my business
stocking.
Sucks.
So let's talk about Christmas.
Say ho ho ho.
was a kid, my brother had a subscription to Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGM. And those magazines were the tits, man. They were so thick. And they had so much content in there. And this was like before we had internet at our house, you know. And like this was basically our hub to the entire industry right there. And it's kind of funny looking back at it now because I can't imagine my brother subscribing to that kind of magazine, you know. It's really weird because he's not that big a gamer. I mean, he has a PlayStation, but he just plays sports games and sometimes some Uncharted. But yeah, I mean, but anyways, like Capcom, he was, man. You know, he always had his EGMs, totally and I always looked through all of them, and I was like, oh, these are so cool. Ah. And I remember the gold issue for The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and I'd never heard of Zelda before. I didn't know what that was, but I just remember the cover just being so cool. And my brother was totally crazy about getting that game. And we had never had a Zelda before. But yeah, just since it was so hyped up in the magazine, he's like, this is what we have to get. And he basically sat me down and told me that my Christmas present, like what I have to ask for, is Ocarina of Time. And I'm not sure why his present couldn't be that. I guess he wanted something. He had something else he wanted, but he basically forced me to get that. And yeah, and so I was like, okay. And so I remember I didn't even ask for it. He's the one that like called my dad, was like, hey, this is what Javi wants.
And then Christmas, he couldn't even say it for himself. Yeah. He does all the calling. It's what he wants, but he just has to attach your name to it.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I remember that Christmas morning, open it, and oh my god, gold cartridge. Like, how cool is that? I'd never seen that before. And then I watched my brother play through the entire thing. We got a strategy guide, too. I remember that. That was pretty cool. And that was the first strategy guide we ever had, and it had all the songs. And I remember because, like, we would forget like Epona's song or whatever, we would just forget like how to play it, and we didn't realize that those songs are in the game, like that you can see them in the start menu. So he would like pull out the strategy guide, like, what was it again? Like, I don't know, it was kind of cool. Like the strategy guide felt like it was part of the adventure, like that was your map or something, or like, you know, your Nathan Drake's, you know, journal. That's what it felt like. You had to find the answers to whatever you were doing in the strategy guide as you played it. And I don't know, man. That was like a magical experience. And it, like back in the day, like I used to just watch my brother play everything. Like I had to watch him play through all of Ocarina of Time before I ever got my hands on it, you know? So I didn't beat it myself until I had already seen it. Same with Mario RPG, you know, it's kind of weird like thinking about it, that, you know, those games I kind of experienced secondhand. Maybe that's why I really enjoy showing people games so much, that I kind of grew up watching them. But that's a memory I'll always have, is that like Ocarina of Time was kind of forced on me, and it was basically a present for my brother, but it was my present. But yeah, so that's a memory I'll always have.
But sweet.
Ryan, what about you?
So adorable.
I know, right?
Well, I know that like most of the systems I've ever gotten at any time have been on Christmas. But probably the one that I kind of remember the clearest was, I don't even know what year it was, but it was getting the original NES. Especially like looking back, like my family they didn't have a lot of money. And I suspect that part of why they found a way to get that system was because my dad wanted to play it too. We had an old, like a tiny ass little TV that had to warm up for like 10 minutes before it got a picture. And, like, it sat on top of the busted, like, bigger TV that didn't work. But I remember getting that system, and, like, I was so excited. I mean, I had to have been probably 7, maybe 8. And so we got the system, and remember going, we got it all unwrapped and everything, but we usually would go, we would open presents, you know, with my parents, and then we would go to my grandparents, and eat food over there and open gifts over there too. And so we did everything, the normal Christmas stuff at my parents' house. I got the system, and we took it all to my grandma's house. And we actually hooked it up to there. They had a bigger TV. So we hooked it up there, and like we had Mario and Duck Hunt. And then my grandparents had bought Excitebike. So it was, once we ate and everything and opened presents, we hooked that thing up. And, like, for the rest of the day, me and my dad and my uncle, like, just took turns all day, like, passing around the controller between Mario. We would, like, play two-player Mario, and then we switched over to Excitebike, and that was just, like, our whole day. And, like, I remember my grandpa was really into Duck Hunt, so, 'cause he liked how simple it was, you know, he just point the gun at the TV and shoot.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just remember that being a really, really fun morning for Christmas. And that was, like, my first, you know, obviously my first system that I had ever gotten. So, first thing we'd ever had in our house that played video games. And, like, I had played stuff at grandparents and friends and whatnot, but this is the first one I ever had. So that's where it all began, right there. I'm trying to think if there was... Like I said, that's the one that really stands out the most. Like, I remember getting... I'm pretty sure I got my GameCube on a Christmas. Probably my Super Nintendo as well. And Christmas was always big for games. Like, that was, like, the one time... That and maybe my birthday were, like, the one time a year I was sure I was going to get a game of some sort.
Yeah.
I remember getting my Game Boy, too. I think that was probably, like, maybe the next year or 2 years later. I don't know when Game Boy came out. Might have been later than that.
Dude, but, do you remember that awesome music in Duck Hunt before the game starts? It's like,
yeah,
so cool.
I remember it had that clay shooting game too.
Oh yeah,
you remember that? That was always weird.
Yeah,
because it, like, made a weird noise, and they look like little UFOs, and it always kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, the clay disc shooters or whatever.
Yeah,
pull.
Now I've shot actual clay discs with a shotgun now. That's way more fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet it's not as fun.
Oh, Dylan, you didn't have any Christmas stories?
Not really. I mean, of course, that's when I got the majority of my games. Consoles I had actually bought during the year. We had saved up all of our lunch money. Instead of eating lunch at school, we would save it up and buy the video games and shit with it, you know?
Right.
So, but we couldn't really afford more than, like, the console and then, like, maybe one game a year or so.
Yeah.
So Christmas was always when we got new ones.
Yeah.
And birthdays.
Right.
Which, I mean,
the problem with mine was that
changed now.
My birthday and Christmas are so close together. That always kind of put a hamper on things.
They're like the
and
same day.
I've gotten...
What?
I've gotten all my favorite games on Christmas. I've gotten Snake Eater, Final Fantasy VIII. Those were all Christmas gifts. And I remember I didn't ask for any of those, but they just kind of knew. So I never experienced that horrible, hey, son, I got the game that you wanted.
And oh, yeah.
It's like nothing like what you wanted.
Yeah.
I never got to experience that.
Oh, I just remembered another one.
Oh, son, I heard you like Mario. Well, I saw this Mario and Sonic game.
They're... And it's got the Olympics in it, too.
The Olympics.
Oh,
I don't want to be there.
They're in Beijing.
I did just remember.
I wanted Mario Galaxy.
I did just remember another one, because there was a... Oh, sorry. You had more? Keep going.
No, I was going to go on about... Because Javi mentioned strategy guides. I was gonna...
Ooh, okay.
Because I used to get strategy guides. Yeah. In fact, I have a strategy guide for every Final Fantasy game up to 12.
Well, there was something kind of magical about strategy guides back then.
Well, yeah. Well, look, if you open any of those Final Fantasy ones and check out the artwork,
yeah,
especially for fucking 12.
They were put together, like, kind of beautifully, yeah.
12 and 10s in particular are fantastic.
Well, have, like, you looked at one lately?
12 is half an art book.
Yeah.
What's up?
So have y'all looked at one lately to see if maybe there's still something to them? I haven't picked one up in forever.
No, actually, I haven't.
I remember picking up a strategy guide for...
They're like $25 now.
There's a game not recently, but at the beginning of this generation, I picked up a strategy guide for at the store, and I was just flipping through it, and it was just so stale. It was because it was one of those... what's that company that makes some of the strategy...
Prima?
I don't know if it was Prima. It might have been a different one, but... Yeah, it was one of those...
Mad Cat.
Did Mad Catz make strategy guides? I
don't know. No.
It's shaped like it's a strategy guide shaped like a controller.
Yeah, but I remember
that lights up.
I remember looking at it and it just didn't have any of the artwork from the game. It just had screen caps from the game, and then just like it was just bland. There's nothing. It wasn't a piece of art, you know. I just feel like I remember, especially I had the Donkey Kong 64 strategy guide, which I loved.
Jesus,
you needed that shit too. One. Yeah, because all the collectibles.
I didn't have the internet until like 2000. So.
Yeah. What the hell? I used to visit. I was a frequent visitor of Game Revolution or Gaming Revolution, something like that. .com, and that was like my hub for FAQs, because I don't think GameFAQs existed yet. So I remember Game Revolution. I used to go there all the time to beat Resident Evil Code Veronica and all that stuff. It was just like fan made FAQs. I'm like, this is amazing.
I remember that site actually.
Yeah.
I didn't even have the internet till probably 99 at all at my parents' house.
You had it before me.
But I'm also, what, 6 years older than you?
Yeah, I used to go to that website at school, like in like sixth grade or junior high, and I would just print out pages of the part that I'm on that game and bring it home.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember something else that I got on Christmas was and I remember it being a surprise because it was so hard to find everywhere when it came out, and that was Shadows of the Empire. Uh-huh. For the N64, like I wanted that game so bad, and it was like it was sold out everywhere, and it was really hard to find. And like my parents knew that I really wanted it, and like I don't know, at that point I was at an age where they didn't really like gifts weren't really a surprise anymore, mm-hmm. And it was just like you know they were like oh, we haven't been able to find a copy anywhere. Like as Christmas was approaching, and then it was like, and I ended up you know on Christmas Day I opened it, you know I ended up getting it, and I was you know pretty excited. And I was like, I thought you couldn't find it. And, like, at first I thought it was one of those, oh, we just can't find it. And but it was like they had found it, like, the day before.
Wow.
And, like, the box was kind of, like, jacked up. It was, like, the last copy they had. It had probably been, you know, at the bottom of a box or something. And, I mean, the game was fine, but, like I said, the box was all jacked up. And
spoiler yeah. alert, listeners, this was the Christmas of 2004.
Yeah.
His parents finally found a copy.
Yeah. I was graduating college and they finally found a copy. So that was a really exciting Christmas. Man, I loved that game. And like looking back on it, the controls were so weird and like awkward and the character moved weird. But I don't know, especially for its time, it looked really good and it had like the full orchestral score to it, on a game that was on a cartridge, mm-hmm. Which was kind of something you didn't see very often, and you know it had all the space flight scenes, you know, fighting in an X-wing and shit. Like that game was so fun. Or it might not have been an X-wing. I don't remember what it was, but they were shooting in space and it was cool.
Sounds cool.
I think my favorite Christmas was 1999.
Why is
the
that?
Year I got Final Fantasy VIII, but I also got a ton of Pokemon cards, and that's the year I got the holographic Charizard.
Nah.
Years later, someone stole it out of my house.
Motherfuckers.
I will find you, Poke Thief. I will find you, and I will cut off your fingers.
I said, well, cut off your Johnson.
I have a holographic Charizard again, but that card was worth $250 at one time. I will.
You know what's funny? I'll never forget. I was at Clayton's Card Shop, which was our local card shop.
I remember Clayton.
Yeah.
We stole cards from him all the time.
Yeah. I somehow was in possession of $3. And I was like, oh my god, I could buy a booster
Clayton.
Pack. I was like, I'm going to Clayton's right now.
Man, nothing was better than buying booster packs, man.
Fuck yeah. I bought a Team Rocket Pokemon card booster pack, opened it up, and oh my god, in the back of the five cards that came in that was a holographic Dark Charizard. And I was like, holy shit. And there was one kid in the store with his dad. His dad saw that I got that card, and he comes up to me, and he says, listen, I'll offer you $100 right now for that card. And I'm like, well, I kind of just want to hold on to it. I mean, I just got it. I mean, in my mind, I was like, oh man, this value, the value of this card can only go up. I mean, it's a dark holographic Charizard. No one will believe me if I don't hold on to it. So I turned down the $100, even though I could have bought like a ton of booster packs and probably got another super rare card in one of them. I don't know.
Right.
It was totally retarded.
Well, odds would have been in your favor.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, I mean, I don't regret it. I still have that card. It's fucking sweet.
You know what pissed me off about some rare card? Like, I played the, or at least I bought the cards for the Star Wars CCG, the very first one that came out, like the original set. I almost have the full original set, but like, I think that some of these quote unquote rare cards were like just marked rare, but weren't all that terribly rare because, like, Darth Vader was supposed to be like a super rare card in that set. And man, I had two of them. And like, all of my friends had found one at some point, like, pretty easily. Like, it just, it used to piss me off because it was like, it was such a badass card. And like, it just never seemed to be as rare as the creators of the game made it out to be.
Holy shit, Dark Charizard's worth $200?
Damn, dog, you still got that laying around?
I do. Holy shit. I'm rich, bitch.
Hold on, I think I got it right here, actually.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, I eBayed it while you were telling your story, Ryan.
Yeah. yeah, I pulled it up. Yeah, I don't... Dude, there was some... I remember... And, like, I think my suspicion of how not quite as rare as they claimed Darth Vader was confirmed when I went into a card shop and I wanted to trade... Like, I had the Darth Vader, and, like, I wanted another, like, one of the main character cards, because I was trying to complete my set. So I went in, and the guy, I offered the guy the Vader for, like, a Luke Skywalker, and, or it might have even just been, like, an Obi-Wan or something. And as far as, like, dollar value, dollar book value, like, the Darth Vader was worth, like, $20 or $30 more. But he was still like, I don't know. Like, he eventually made the trade, but he didn't seem very happy about it. And it was like, and it was probably because so many people were finding that damn card. Is Javi over there searching for his Charizard?
I'm looking how. No, I have it right here. I'm looking right at it, but I'm trying to figure out how to find out if it's a first edition.
Ah.
Oh.
So.
This is the segment of the show, Javi Googles first edition holographic Dark Charizard.
True. Yeah. He does.
What's the most expensive Pokemon card on eHow? Let's see.
You know what's funny, Ryan? I recently completed my original 150 Pokemon set of cards. Mm-hmm. I have all of them now from the first set of cards that came out. And right. Now I'm just like, there's so many more. 694
yes.
Pokemon.
Yes.
What the fuck? I don't want to get all those cards.
Yeah, I don't know how hard it would be to find, like, to complete my Star Wars set. I think I was seriously, like, 13 cards short, but it'd be difficult to find, like, and to make sure that they were from the original limited edition set.
Ah, god damn it, I'm going to break my phone.
Like, do you have C-3PO that has a golden penis?
No.
What?
Oh, it's true. It's true.
I don't know what
Steve
you're talking
has
about.
Just finished downloading Red Orchestra 2.
Oh, lucky you.
I'm going for the achievement because I want free stuff from Steam.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yahoo Answers finally comes in handy. How to find
out
my God. Pokemon card is first edition. Pictures if available.
All right. Well, while Javi's doing that, let's move on, Ryan. What have you been up to?
Oh, me? Well, I have been playing... Over the weekend, I finally decided to start cracking into some of the games I had laying around here. So I was playing some Arkham City, and I got a kind of... Like, there's some weird stuff about it. Like, it doesn't... it obviously it's not quite holding the magic of the first game, and I think part of what has been kind of weird on it is, and I was telling Javi about this last night, like
I'm rich.
The game doesn't feel like it was like Arkham Asylum. Every room felt like a puzzle, you know, like there was a couple of ways to go about it, and it was figuring out that way to do it. This one seems a lot more like just hop into combat and go, and, you know, there's not, it doesn't feel like there's as much of a puzzle element on how to take out a room. You just kind of jump in. If they've got guns, you throw a smoke pellet, just knock a guy down and do the little right trigger and Y, or in your case, triangle. You know, just jump on them and knock them out, because no one can see you. They're all wandering around, so they're not going to come and try and punch you while you're knocking the guy out. I don't know. It's like just so far.
Can I just say something?
Okay.
I am very, I don't know, I feel a lot better about what the things I've said this year, because, you know, around November and late October, I was like, what's wrong with me, man? Because, like, all these blockbuster games that are getting incredible reviews and no one has anything bad to say about them, I'm not feeling them at all.
Well, the thing is, like, Batman is still a good game. Like, I think it deserves a good score.
And I never said that, you know, Batman or Uncharted 3 were bad games, but they weren't doing it for me. I mean, like, I don't understand why they're getting so much praise when their predecessors were so much better.
Yeah.
And I felt like something's wrong with me. You know, like, what the hell? Why can't I enjoy these? Everybody else is.
Right.
But it's cool that, like, with Uncharted 3 and now what you're saying with Batman, just, I'm not alone, at least, you know?
Well, I'm still enjoying it. Like, it just doesn't feel like I'm not getting the same feeling I did from the first one, like a lot of people have said.
Yeah.
And it's,
I mean, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't have played through the New Game Plus.
Right. You know? Right. No, again, I'm definitely still enjoying it. It's just missing some of those little elements that the first game, like, it's little things, but it's incredible how much of a difference they make.
Yep.
Like, the combat system's exactly the same, but the levels don't feel as planned out as they did in the first one. Like, the rooms don't feel as planned out. And then, like, I said this on Twitter a few times, but, like, okay, there's spoilers, I guess. There's this part where you have to go fight Ra's al Ghul, and, like, you have to take Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to, like, pass this demon trial or whatever. And the first part of it is, now you actually have an action sequence that you have to do in there, but essentially the mission is sit in this little tiny room and trip balls for like 10 minutes. Like, that's what Batman is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just couldn't help but laugh. I was like, really? This is, I mean, I guess it's killed people because it gets you in such a fucked up mental state, and then you, like, I don't know, is it like the Matrix where you die in here and you die in real life? Like, I don't know. But it just seemed really, really weird. And then
I just love that the challenges in your mind are, hey, glide over here.
Yeah. Well, jump off this and glide around. Yeah, and also, like, I was thinking about Ra's, like, did he have a cape back in the day?
Yeah,
like, how did he do that? Or maybe, like, I started thinking, maybe it just, like, maybe the trial just takes whatever form, like, you're made for? I don't know. Like, maybe you gotta fire bullets along stuff if you're a really good sniper? I don't know. I don't get it. So, yeah, that was a little, I just thought that was kind of funny. In general, like I said, it is a good game, but, and I will say that, like, some of the, like, okay, like, they've got the political prisoners, and you just gotta go, they're, like, screaming, and so you have to walk towards them and find them and free them, or whatever. But, like, there's so much shit going on in the city. Like, you have your radio going, and if you get close to some enemies, like, it picks them up. And so you're trying to find this guy, and then that's talking at you, and then there's the phones ringing that you might, like, if there's one of those in the vicinity. So you have all these fucking different things going off, and you're just trying to do this one goddamn thing. And, like, I don't, it just gets really distracting and almost annoying at times. Like, especially, like, the, like, if I'm trying to do something and it's in the vicinity of a political prisoner, like, I'm trying to do this thing, I'm looking for something, and the whole time you hear this, oh my god, like, oh my god, can I not turn that off? Like, Like, it's so annoying at
times.
That's
what I meant by, like, it just seems like there's... Like, it's cool that it's so dense and there's always stuff going on and always something to do. But at the same time, like, you can be on a mission where you're trying to do something important, and then there's just all this shit distracting you. It's like, yeah, just, you know, all these quests just popping up in your face, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, it's just a guy screaming in an alleyway the whole time. Or yeah, your tracker picks up something and it's telling you to look that way. It's like, ah, come on.
Let me do this thing that I'm doing. Yeah. 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 Yeah, so, well, like I said, it's still a good game. It's got little things about it that I'm finding kind of annoying or weird. There was another mission I did that made me laugh, like the Ra's al Ghul, like the demon trial thing, but I can't remember what it is now. I don't know. But then I've also started a Halo Anniversary, and that game's hard. I'm playing through it on Heroic, and I guess I forgot how they were still refining checkpoint systems back then, because, man, sometimes.
Well, I remember halfway through that game got fucking tough.
Yeah.
Regardless, yeah, man.
Well, like, I got to the portion, like, where you get the sniper rifle, and it's nighttime, and you're, you know, trying to sneak around or whatever. And I got to that, and then I, like, kind of blew all of my sniper ammo before I got to, like, the last part where you, or the last part on the ground where you get to the ship's little grav lift. And so I'm trying to beat that, and I've got no sniper ammo left, and I've got, like, the assault rifle, and then whatever Covenant weapon I can pick up, and there's so many enemies, and, like, I really wish I had that sniper rifle so I could be taking some of the bigger guys out easier, but like, I guess I could have restarted the mission, but I wanted to see if I could do it without doing that, and I eventually did, but, man, it was a pain in the ass. It drops those two hunters, and those are a pain in the ass, and then, like, I'm at the part where you get on the ship, and then it starts sending the sword guys at you for the first time, and that should be hard, so that's where I stopped last night. Oh, and then I tried to play Battlefield 3, like, single player, and it told me I couldn't. Yeah, because I kept losing connection to the EA server. Like, what the fuck, Battlefield 3? It's the single, and then I was able to hop right into multiplayer games, and, like, it's telling me that the single player won't work because I can't connect to the EA server, as the fucking Battlefield thing is streaming live right by me. Like, I'm all kinds of up in your goddamn server, EA, why the fuck can I not play my single-player game? Oh, I was so angry. So angry. But, motherfucker, I hate you, EA. Why does your game have to be so good?
It's not. It doesn't work.
Well, the multiplayer, the best part of it worked. I just wanted some achievements, because I'm like, I said, I'm now less than, I believe, 50 points, less than 50 points away from 40,000 gamer score. And I was just trying to hit it by knocking out a couple missions and seeing if I could get it, but nope, not gonna happen. Anyway, yeah, that's, I think that's, I've been playing a little Mario Kart 7, too. We need to get some more people in the Game Over Nation community.
I know, I haven't been in it.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't, well, because I think people have to be in there racing for it to work, so.
It's on my
bigger it is, the
more.
Yeah, yeah, you can just hook it up to your favorites and it'll stay there.
Well,
but,
the
more
it,
people
so
we get, right? Well, the more people we get in there, the more likely there will be people racing at any given time. So, I've tweeted the number. I'll tweet it again later. Feel free to join it or add it to your favorites so that you can look around in there and hopefully people will be playing. Maybe we'll try to set something up to get people playing all at the same time, and then kind of let it take over from there. But anyway, that's it. You guys go ahead.
Bobby?
I beat Metal Gear Solid 3 last night.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan heard the whole...
it was, and then I got to hear the whole fucking 45-minute end cutscene.
Hey, it's not as bad as number 4.
Yeah, at least... 3 is, like, interesting and awesome.
3 has a badass ending where you fight Ocelot in the back of a plane.
4 is just a giant cock tease.
True.
Like, is Snake gonna shoot himself? Is he gonna die here? Is he gonna die there?
And then she betrays you.
You don't do that in 4.
Number 3.
Yeah.
I'm going on number 3 still.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's still good. I've been checking out the Humble Indie Bundle. What was it? Bit Trip Runner is fucking sweet. I like Bit Trip Runner a lot. Super Meat Boy, I like the character a lot more than I actually like the game. The game's cool, but it's not really my thing. But I do like Meat Boy. I wish he was in, like, Little Big Planet or something. I think he's awesome. Yeah.
He's like Meat Walk.
Can you imagine, like, a sack boy made of meat, and he just, like, leaves blood everywhere he touches?
Thanks, awesome. Now I'm never gonna eat meat again. Brian wins!
Also, some Uncharted 3 multiplayer. I reached the level cap and did Prestige, so I'm starting over.
That's Prestige.
Yeah, I'm already at level 27, I think.
So. Damn, you're caught up to me again.
Yeah.
Again!
I lapped you.
Wow.
I don't care.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool!
It is. It's really cool.
What have I been doing, Dylan? Well, I've been playing a lot of Team Fortress because it's supposedly double drop week. Though I've gotten less drops than I normally do. Go fucking figure. Damn you, Valve. What's up, Ryan?
Owned. Is it owned?
I know. It makes me mad. So then after I realized I wasn't getting any, I idled for a long time while I was playing my newly acquired
Out of context. After I realized I wasn't getting any, I idled for a little bit.
Yeah, I had it idling while I was playing Skyrim, which Sam bought for me for Christmas. Which it was very nice
guy.
I'm enjoying the fuck out of this game.
That's
running
cool,
around being a wizard, and I'm already the Archmage, even though I've only been in Skyrim for like a day. Fucking retarded, but whatever.
So you're like Harry Potter.
Pretty much. I
never go to class, never
could,
learn any magic, but
know,
everyone
like,
loves you.
Two spells, and you can still become the Archmage. I think in the future they need to kind of put some limits on that. But
really restrict enrollment.
Yeah, you know, where you kind of have to actually know magic.
Kind of have to be a mage to
exactly.
be the Archmage. That's
pretty cool. I am a mage, though, so it's totally cool. It's legit.
You're a wizard, Dylan.
I am. If I had a broom, I'd fly on it. If I had an owl, I'd kill it.
What?
Because this owl dies.
The owl
Hello.
Who lives.
Or
Hello?
I'd make it send my mail. Whatever.
That's cool,
other than that, I don't think I've been playing much of anything else. I need to really get on to doing Mario Kart, like Ryan said.
I haven't played any online yet, but I've been making my way through the single player stuff.
I smoked him.
It's not what
I
heard. I
won by like 2 points.
Better not tell Gabe.
I know. He'll
be back with a vengeance.
I think it was 2 points. It
was
really close because the races were split like 2 and 2 each. But yeah,
cool.
Other than that, I guess let's move on to listener mail.
Oh,
did we get any?
No.
let's go on to listener mail. Did we get any? No.
Did we?
Well, did we get
no,
any
no,
since
no. Of
since
course not.
We started? Okay. Well, Justin Doss asked a question on Twitter.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Or well, he kind of had a statement and then a question.
Well, let's hear it.
He says, "I did not like Vanquish. Is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
I found it uninteresting, and I have." Little hope for Metal Gear Solid, Revengeance, and then Sense.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm going to plead my case here.
There is something wrong if you don't like Vanquish.
Vanquish is very Japanese. It's super, super Japanese. And if you can't get over that aesthetic, then yeah, you're not going to dig it. It's over the top and stupid. But that's why it's charming. I love how Japanese it is. You know, I think that's really funny and cool in a lot of ways. But yeah, some people can't stand it. Our friend Devin hates that shit. Like, and that, the Revengeance trailer pissed him off. Like, I thought it was really stupid. Like, I thought
it only could have pissed him off more had it been set to dubstep.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're not keen on that kind of, you know, style, I guess, then yeah, of course you're not going to enjoy it. I thought it was balls to the walls action. It totally scratched an itch that I didn't know I had. I loved Vanquish.
I thought it was fun as hell.
Yeah, it's just pure fun.
I hope they do it.
But yeah, but it does have a very Japanese aesthetic. But you know what? Like, the thing is, it's Justin asking this question, and he loved Mission Impossible 2, and that movie is full of John Woo. It's full of John Woo garbage. I hate John Woo. Every movie he makes has the same horrible kind of, like, I don't even want to say it's Japanese. It's just,
because it's not
Asian aesthetic. No, Asian cinema always has this cheesy quality to it, and putting that on Mission Impossible was unacceptable. All right.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. But yeah.
Well, are you done? Go ahead. Yeah, finish.
No, go ahead.
Well, I didn't have anything to add to that conversation. I was gonna say something else. So.
Vanquish. You'll either play the demo. I think the demo is the definitive. Like, you'll get.
I think
you
already played it.
Get
that's
it immediately.
Why he's saying he doesn't like it.
I'm saying to people though, like, if either play the demo, and if you don't like it, you won't like Vanquish. But if you do like it, you very much should check it out, because that's the perfect sampler of what the rest of the game has to offer.
That's like $20.
It has all. Yeah, great stuff.
Okay, Ryan.
Yes. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, we got that question from Twitter, and we do look at that. I don't think we ever said anything. I wanted to apologize to Izzy and Chris, Carrie and I, because y'all sent in a couple of Twitter questions a few weeks ago, and we just completely missed them because we weren't paying attention to the Twitter at that time. After we sent.
Oh, I was paying attention. I chose not to.
So don't hesitate to send questions on Twitter.
Well, Ryan, you should feel free to answer those questions today.
Yeah.
Well I don't even. I couldn't find them now. They're way down the list.
Izzy wanted to know our game of the year.
Well, oh yeah. Shit. Oh, what was Chris's? Chris's was something along the same line. Oh, his I think was most anticipated games of next year.
Of next
year?
Yeah,
2012.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what they asked. Okay,
yeah.
Rapture.
What comes out next year?
The Rapture. We're gonna have
BioShock.
We'll have BioShock. We'll have Mass Effect 3. We've got Halo 4. Shit, there's we were supposed to have we're supposed to have The Last Guardian. But
yeah,
who
we'll
knows
see.
Now. Yeah, of course there will be another Modern Warfare, and
Chainsaw Cheerleader.
Oh yeah, Lollipop
Whatever.
Chainsaw.
Lollipop.
That's okay. That you know, I think that's my most anticipated. There really just isn't much going on for me next year that I know of.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's gonna be plenty, but
yeah,
there's a lot coming out next year.
Yeah, I just
Zone of the Enders HD is actually mine.
I just don't know. I don't know enough about what's coming out next year. Like, I would say probably right now, just Mass Effect 3, right off the top of my head.
You know, this is one of those years where, like, I think E3 is going to be... It has to be kind of, you know, packed full of games. Because...
Yeah.
I think I said that last year, and then there wasn't really anything.
Right.
You know, I can't think of any, like, big announcements this year.
Wii U!
Well, I mean... But, like, as in software? No, software for the PS3 and 360. Like, was there anything new?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Snake Eater 3DS comes out next year.
But we knew about that. Yeah, but I don't have a 3DS, and I'd much rather have Mario and Zelda. I just beat Snake Eater, you know? Like, I don't really... Yeah.
This is in 3D. Video games in 3D.
What?
I didn't think about that. What? And with the second analog stick, it'll sure be better to play.
Fuck off. No, for me, it's definitely a toss-up between BioShock and Zone of the Enders.
You know what's funny? I was late to get into BioShock.
Which is a fucking 10
even though I bought BioShock day one, but I bought it for PC. It was when me and Sam were late working at Target. We were like, hey, BioShock came out today, and we both just bought it.
Is that your copy I have now?
And I just couldn't get into it because it was on the PC. And then I finally got it years later on PS3, and I went through it, and I enjoyed it. But I wasn't like, oh my god, game of the century, and like everybody's such a huge BioShock fan. It's amazing, but
I think it's much better than the second one.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I hear the second one's still pretty good. It's just, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, it got such a bad rep before it even came out, just because it was a different studio. But
was it really?
Yeah. People wrote it off like the second it was announced that it wasn't the same team making it. Even
it was still really good. It was more
it was an action game.
More action-y compared.
Yeah. Although look at the first one.
Number one
is pretty much an action game.
Number one had this whole I don't know, I guess you can say immersion in it.
Well, it had this overarching story going
Rapture was completely new.
Yeah.
It was new. It was mysterious. You didn't know what the hell was up.
Yeah.
Whereas number two, I mean, you're coming back to an old friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess Lollipop Chainsaw is my most anticipated game next year. So, for
it's
now.
It's a good choice, though.
I love Suda 51. Or 5-1.
Hell yeah.
Well, then the other was, what was it?
Game of the Year?
Game of the Year.
Our Game of the Year. We can't give that away right now.
Well, should we wait till next week?
I guess.
That should be our last episode.
Last episode of the year. And it'll give us time to kind of really
that'll
get our thoughts together.
Time to question.
Yeah.
It'll be an extravaganza. Besides, do you really want me hosting Game of the Year?
All right, well, listeners, for next week, which is the last episode of 2011, which is sad. But last episode of 2011, we want you to write in, tell us what your games of the year, what your favorite game of the year was, tell us why, and we'll talk about them. We'll talk about each of those games. So that's incentive
maybe.
To write in. You don't even have to write in a question. Just write in what your favorite game this year was and why.
Yes.
Yeah, at mail@gameovernation.com or on Twitter.
And I'll give you a 50% off Valve game coupon.
Whoa. It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
We still have this copy of Uncharted 3 we need to give away at some point.
We sure do.
Yeah. I don't know. I might do something on Twitter with that. We need to get back up. We need to get over 1,000. We're close.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're close to 900.
Yeah, but
yeah.
On the grand scheme of 0 to 1,000, we're pretty close.
I guess that's true. That's true, yeah. I guess.
Yep. Anyway, okay.
I got an idea. How about the we do New Year's resolution, but video game version.
Ooh.
So whoever has the best video game resolution.
You want to do that now?
No, we can right do. Now. We could ask our listeners for those
in 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. Resolution. Yeah, what's an example of that? I don't know what that means really.
Like you want
to?
Oh,
I resolved to not buy shitty fucking. Game.
Yeah, how about like I resolve
as you were saying it. You're
like hobby resolves fucking not to listen to Avril Lavigne while playing a game with a kick-ass soundtrack. Like shit like that.
I can Metroid? I will not make that promise.
he cannot stand by that.
No.
Fuck it, I don't know. You guys brainstorm something.
Yeah, we need the listeners to send them in. I don't need to tell them what they need to send in. Like I don't.
Well, I hope that next year I give a lot more games attention that don't get enough, you know? Like I think that needs to happen more. I already kind of do that with Suda 5-1 games because, yeah, like, it has a very vocal fan base, but it's a very small fan base. It, like, Shadows of the Damned bombed hard. They fired half the team after that.
Damn.
And because they're like, your game wasn't successful, you know, goodbye, you know, and that's sad because that game was cool, man. Really, really cool. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want to find a lot more diamonds in the rough and experiment a lot more instead of just going AAA, you know, buying the games you're told to buy. So, yeah.
Right.
Vanquish. Buy Vanquish.
You guys hear that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
I don't know. You guys hear it?
Oh.
Go answer the door, Ryan.
Housekeeping!
Oh. Oh, hey. Hey, sweetheart.
Wow. What's up?
So, that's our episode this week.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Now we gotta do the actual housekeeping. We gotta do the actual housekeeping.
Yeah, we're
now.
Doing housekeeping right now.
I thought you were just ending the show. Housekeeping! See ya!
Housekeeping! Go home.
My cookies.
Alright, Javi, you want to take care of this part?
Okay. All right, listeners, if you have any thoughts or queries that you want to share with the nation, or if you want to write in, also remember your game of the year, let us know what they are and why. You want to send that to mail@gameovernation.com, or you can tweet at us, @GameOverNation, or you can, you know what, fuck it, just even on Facebook, send us shit, or even comment on our YouTube videos, and maybe we'll find it and respond to it. Just leave us comments, you assholes. All right, make sure to link up
with us. Yeah, bunch of jerks.
Make sure to link up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can find the links at GameOverNation.com on the right. If you like the show, make sure to spread the word. Tell your friends about us. Use the hashtag GON on Twitter. Make sure to review us on iTunes so that we can get up in the rankings, get some more new listeners, and grow the nation. You can support the nation by picking up a comic or clicking the donate button on the sidebar. Thank you all very much for listening. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
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 Fuck you if you don't like Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. It's not even about... It's not even about Jesus. It's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. You gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like Goodwill to Men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den. And-